Be'ezras Hashem, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Zayin, the lav of Shalei Lechol HaPesach No Umvushel. The mitzvah of the essay of eating Karban Pesach was mitzvah Vav, and now mitzvah Zayin, the Pasuk says, Al Toichlu Mimenu No Uvoshel Mevushel Bamayim Ki Im Tzli Eish. So there's a mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach dafka in a oifen of Tzli Eish, and there's a lav to eat it no and mevushel. The Sefer HaChinuch explains the inyan that you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach dafka tzli is, on one hand, because that's the derech of b'nei melochim to eat things tzli. Aniyim eat things b'derech bishul, because bishul is masbiya more. But melochim, kings, eat it derech tzli. Another pshat is because the Korban Pesach was nechal b'chipazoin, and when someone is b'chipazoin, he eats it tzli and not mevushel. The Iker Sugya of the lav of eating Karban Pesach, no and mevushel, is mavur in the Sugya in Psochim Daf Mem Aleph. And what's mavur there is, if you eat a kazayis of Karban Pesach, no, then you're over a lav doiraisa and you get malchus. Kemoikein, if you eat a kazayis of Besar Pesach mevushel, you get malchus. If you eat a kazayis of Besar Pesach when it's tzli, roasted, that's the Iker Kiyama Mitzvah. The emes is, there are many other oifanim how to eat a Karban Pesach, besides no, mevushel, and tzli. And we're already establishing that to eat it tzli is the Iker Kiyama Mitzvah. If you eat it no, or mevushel, that's a malchus, a lav de eraisa, sheyesh be malchus. The Gemara is mavur that if you eat the Karban Pesach chai, if you eat it raw, or you eat it tzli al yedei dover acher, because tzli means dafka roasted over an open fire. If you did it tzli al yedei dover acher, or if you did it bishul b'chamei tveria, there's a concept that bishul is only if it's bishul al yedei eish. Bishul b'chamei tveria is not called bishul. So you could have besar korban pesach, either that you bechlal didn't do a tikkun, you ate it chai, or you ate it bishul b'chamei tveria, or you ate it tzli al yedei dover acher. It's mavur in the Gemara that in all of those above cases, you're over an iser essay of kiyam tzli eish. It's not tzli eish. But you're not over the lav of no and mevushel. To get malchus, it's only if you eat it no and mevushel. There's a machlokes Rambam and Ramban. The Ramban says that no and mevushel is two different lavim. And the Rambam learns that no and mevushel is one lav. It's not a separate lav. There's a shaila in the Minchas Chinuch Be'emes later on. If you eat a chetzi kezayis of no and a chetzi kezayis of mevushel, he clears, like the Ramban for sure, you won't get malchus because it's two different lavim and it's not mitzarif. But like the Rambam, that it's the same lav, maybe it would even be mitzarif, a chetzi kezayis of no and a chetzi kezayis of mevushel. So once again, to get started, the ikar kiyam da'iraisa to do the mitzvah is to eat it tzli eish. At the other end, if you eat it no or mevushel, you get malchus. If you eat it in any other oifen, bishul chamitveria, tzli ayidei davar acher, v'chadoyme, you're over the iser of tzli eish, but you don't get malchus. The malchus is only for no and mevushel. What does it mean, no? Now, no means that it was tzli, it was roasted over an open fire, but you didn't finish the process. It's only partially roasted. And the Menchas Chinuch declares, what exactly is partially? Meaning if you take a Besar Pesach and you Bechlal don't roast it, it's Chai, we already said, that's going to be over an Isser essay, but there's no Malchus. It gets to a stage of No, which is a few minutes into the roasting, then it's already No, then you're over the Lav of No. When do you break the bounds of No and it's considered Kulei Tzli? On one hand, maybe if it's only Tzli Kol Tzorchai, whatever Kol Tzorchai means, but it's totally... the process of roasting was totally finished. It's not the fabrent, it's not chorchoy that the Gemara talks about. But it's tzli kol tzorchoy. But on the other hand, klares the Menchas Chinuch, maybe it's enough if it's tzli kemeichel ben drusoy. We know that in Hilchas Shabbos, the Gedarim of Bishul is that if it's meichel ben drusoy, then it's already considered Bishul. It's a machloikis Rambam and Rashi. What does meichel ben drusoy mean? The Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos Perek Tes Halacha Hey says that Michael ben Drusoy is chetzi bishuloy, half. And Rashi in Shabbos Taf Chof says shlish bishuloy. Ben Drusoy was this robber who he would eat when food wasn't ready entirely. And it's a machlekes Rambam and Rashi whether it was chetzi or shlish. Now Michael ben Drusoy is a concept in Hilchas Shabbos. Clears the Minchas Chinuch. What about Lagabe, the din of Noah by Korban Pesach? We know that if it's Noah, you get Malkus. But if it already hits the level of Tzli, then Adarabah, that's the Ikra Mitzvah. When does that transition happen? When it's already a Shlish roasted or a Chetzi, do we say that that's already called, since it's Michael ben Drusoy, that's already considered Tzli, and you could be Yoytz Mamish the Mitzvah, Lamahadrin with that? Or no, it's still considered Noah until it's totally ready. Maybe the musig of Michael ben Drusoy is only by Shabbos. The etzim word no means that it's only partially cooked, partially prepared. We have it by Esav. Esav tells Yaakov, Haliteini no min ha'odim ha'odim hazeh. Some are mefarish that no means that he was saying, please, Haliteini no. But it's not Esav's etiquette to talk like that. There's a pshat that Esav was saying, Haliteini no. Shove it down to me while it's still no, while it's not totally prepared. And by the way, that's why it's ha'odim ha'odim hazeh. Lentils, when they're totally cooked, turn brown. Esav was saying it, give it to me already when it's still no, when it's not totally ready, when it's still red. The Minchas Chinuch has a fascinating shaila now, legabe no. Whatever no means, whether it's up to a third or a half, or maybe until it's tzli kol tzorkoi, that's still considered no. But let's say you have a besar pesach that was no. If you would eat it now, you would get malchus. After it became no, you roasted it partially and it's no, you went and cooked it b'chami tveria. Now, we already said that Bishul Bechami Tveria, you don't get Malkus because it's not Bishul, but it's not Sli anymore. Now, Avada, this Besar Pesach, that first you made it No, and then you were Mevashlet Bechami Tveria, Avada, you're not going to be Yaitse the Mitzvah. It's Bishul Bechami Tveria. But will you get the Malkus for No? Oy Dilma, you don't get Malkus for No anymore. By cooking it, even Bishul Bechami Tveria, but now it's totally prepared, it's Michael Metukon Lagamri, that's already not No. No means Be'etzim, it's still not totally prepared. Does the Bishul Bechami Tveria take off the shame No? The Minchas Chinuch goes a step weiter. What if you did it No, you roasted it No, and then you Mavashal it Mamish? So Pashtus, you would say, okay, so then for sure you get Malkus. You get Malkus for Bishul. But he declares, according to the Ramban, we mentioned the Ramban's Shita is that No and Mavushal are two different lavim. So he declares, maybe if you make the Besar Pesach No, and then you do Bishul, maybe you should get two Malkus. One for No, you eat one Kezais, but it's two Isurim on it. So he's Mefalpel, maybe it's Ein Isur Chal Al Isur, since first it already became No, the Isur of Bishul is not Chal on the Isur of No. So he says, no, the Isur could be Chal, the Isur of Mevushal is more Chomer, because No still has a possibility to fix it up. Continue roasting it, and then it will be good. Bishul, once you mevashal it, there's no way to fix it up. Even if you tzoyle it afterwards, it's already too late. Bishul va'achar kach tzoyle is also no good. So it wouldn't be an issue of ein iser chalal iser. Klares the Minchas Chinuch, maybe you should get two malchus. The truth is, some achronim say there's another reason why there's no issue of ein iser chalal iser in such a case. Because on Erev Pesach, when first you made it no and then you made it mevushal, the iser of no and mevushal is not chal then anyways. If you eat it no umavushal on Erev Pesach, you're not over. You don't get Malkus. The Malkus is only Balayla. So Balayla, both Isurim Muchal Bevasachas. So that was the first Nakuda we went into. The lav of no. And we want to know, does no, is no a sheer of shlish or chetzi, or only when it's kuloitzli, then it becomes already ois no. And also, if something was already no, can Bishul take off the shame no? Now we're going to talk about Mavushal. Korban Pesach, that's Mevushal, you get Malkus. What does Bishul mean? Same clear. Does Bishul mean Michael ben Drusoy? Or maybe Bishul means only when it's totally Mevushal. Meaning if you only cooked it a third or a half or anything less than Kol Tzorkoi, maybe that's still not called Mevushal. Now we know that by Hilchas Shabbos, Michael ben Drusoy is the shear of Bishul. But that's by Hilchas Shabbos. Clears the Minchas Chinuch. Maybe by other musagim of Isser, maybe Bishul means Bishul Kol Tzarkon. He brings a dogma. Basar v'cholav. There's a lav of Basar v'cholav. First of all, there's a lav of Bishul Basar v'cholav. And also, even the iraisitik lav of Achilas Basar v'cholav is only when it's Basar v'cholav that was Mevushal. So Bishul is definitely a factor in the halach of Basar v'cholav. Sailagabi the Isser of Bishul Basar Bacholov, and Sailagabi the Isser Doiraisa of Achilas Basar Bacholov Shenis Bashal. What does Bishul mean by Basar Bacholov? If you were Mavashalit, a Shlish or a Chetzi, Kamaychal Ben Drusoi, is that enough to call it Bishul Basar Bacholov? It's a Shail in the Poiskim, in Yoridea, in Simon Pezayin. But the Mechas Chinuch is Medaik that Rashi in Chulin Daf Kufches is Medaik that by Hilchas Basar Bacholov, Bishul is only if it's Mavushal Kol Tzarkot. Oy Bazoi wants to suggest maybe the whole idea of Michael Ben Drusoy is only by Hilchas Shabbos. But the same way the Gabi Basar Bacholov, maybe similarly the Gabi Karban Pesach, to get the Malkus of eating Basar Pesach Mavushal will only be if you Mavushal it Kol Tzarkot. As I cleared there. Now, the Lashon of the Pasuk is Uvashel Mavushal B'mayim. So the Gemara in Pesachim Emalev says, Eili Ela B'mayim. Bishar Mashkin Minayim. What if you cook it in other liquids, in fruit juice or in other liquid? Are you over the lav of Bishal if you eat Bishar Karban Pesach that was cooked in Shar Mashkin? So the Gemara says you definitely are, but it's a machloikis. The Rabbanan say it's because it's a kal v'chomer. Mayim doesn't add flavor to the meat. You're going to get malchus. It's called Bishal, certainly may peiris. And Rebbe says, no, we learn it out from the double Lashon. Uvashel Mavushal. So Bashal Mavushal, the rabbis may peiris. The Gemara says the nafkamina is Tzli Kador. Tzli Kador is that you put the Besar Pesach into a pot and you cook it under a fire without liquid in it. The juices of the meat itself becomes the liquid that cooks the meat. Is Tzli Kador considered Bishul? Now, most Rishonim learn that Tzli Kador, you're certainly not yotze the mitzvah. And avada, you're over the Isser Essay that you didn't eat at Tzli Esh. Tzli Kador is not Tzli Esh. Tzli Esh means roasted over an open fire. So you certainly don't have the mitzvah of Tzli Esh. But do you get the lav of Bishul? Is Tzli Kador considered Bishul? The Gemara says, if you learn that Bishul Mevushal is Marbe, then it's Marbe even Tzli Kador. But if you learned that May Peiris from Kal V'Chomer, so then May Peiris is Chayiv as Kal V'Chomer. Tzli Kador won't be Chayiv. The Gemara speaks out, if you hold you're not Marbe Tzli Kador, and Tzli Kador is not going to be considered Bishul, what are you Marbe from Bishul Mevushal? So the Gemara says, instead you'll be Marbe if you did Bishul and afterwards you roasted it, or Tzli, and then after you did Bishul. The mice is that the Rambam brings both. So you do with the grade in the Rambam over here, in Hilchas Karban Pesach. The Rambam brings both halachas. Also that you get Malkus by Tzli Kador, and also that you get Malkus by Bishul Achar Tzli, and Tzli Achar Bishul. And the Achroinim will deal with how did the Rambam learn out both Ribuyim, Bashal Mavushal, to be Marba, also Tzli Kador, and also Bishul Achar Tzli. That's a shmus. Big Arichus in the Rambam. The next step, Geshmaket Shaila, is Bishul B'chamei Tveria. We already mentioned the concept. Bishul B'chamei Tveria is not called Bishul. The Gemara says that if you mevashel something on Shabbos B'chamei Tveria, you're not over the lav of Bishul. If you mevashel Basar B'cholov with Chamei Tveria, the pashtus is it's not the lav of Basar B'cholov. And who adin lagabi Karban Pesach? The Gemara says here in Pesachim Mem Aleph that if you mevashel Karban Pesach with Chamei Tveria, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Tzli Esh. And if you eat it, you're over the Isser of Ki'im Tzli Esh. But the Malkus of eating it in the Vushal, Chamei Tveri is not called Bishul. Even if we were Marbe Tzli Kador, and we were Marbe Sharmei Peiros, but that's all if you cooked it over on a fire. Bishul B'chamei Tveri is not called Bishul. Not for Chilul Shabbos, not for Basar B'cholov, not for Karban Pesach. You know, we have Bishul B'chamei Tveri B'zman Hazeh. It's, according to some poiskim, something that's cooked in a microwave is considered Bishul B'chamei Tveria. It might not have a status of Bishul. Also, if you have hot water that was heated up from a Dud Shemesh, you know, practical halacha l'maisa, you have a cholent that's drying out, k'yadua, you're allowed to add boiling hot water to it. Someone wants to add boiling hot water from his Dud Shemesh into the cholent. No, because the boiling hot water from your Dud Shemesh is not mevushal yet. The heter to add boiling hot water to your cholent is because it's anyways mevushal. It's water that's mevushal already. And ain't bishul achar bishul. A bermayin that was only heated up from a dud shemesh is chamei tveria. It's not chama yedeya esh. It's not considered bishul. You might have a problem of mamish bishul then. Because bishul b'chamei tveria is not considered bishul. The emes is the achroinim have a geshmak ashayla. The Gemara is discussing that Bishul of Karban Pesach b'chamei Tveria. Now the Gemara took it literal. Chamei Tveria means hot wellsprings in Tveria. How did your Besar Pesach get to Tveria? You're not allowed to take the Karban Pesach out of Yerushalayim. If you take the Karban Pesach out of Yerushalayim, it's nifsal b'yotzei, so it's pasul anyways. and then you anyways wouldn't get malchus for eating it in the vushel. It's a puzzle of carbon Pesach. How is it gemalt a case of bishul b'chami tveria? So either it means there were some hot wellsprings in Yerushalayim similar to chami tveria, or maybe you brought some chami tveria in a thermos from tveria, but then you get into a shaila of klisheni, whether it's considered bishul. You get involved with some issues over there. But how would it be shy chami tveria? But we're saying that chami tveria could even mean a microwave or a dud shemesh. B'chol ifen, to the main point, bishul b'chami tveria is not considered bishul for Shabbos. It's not considered bishul for Korban Pesach. You're not going to get the malchus of eating it mevushel. And it's not considered bishul agabi bosa v'cholav. Kler is the minchas chinuch. Hilchas Shabbos, first of all. Let's say you have something that was cooked already with chami tveria on Friday. Can you cook it on Shabbos? Meaning, first, chatchila not, but we know there's a basic concept of ein bishul achar bishul. Zokta minchas chinuch, yeah, that's if it's already mevushel, so ein bishul achar bishul. But maybe bishul b'chami tveria. The same way it's not considered bishul b'negeya Shabbos, korban Pesach, basav v'cholav. Who are then, for the record of ein bishul achar bishul, maybe it's not called bishul. And cooking it now, even though it's already mevushel b'chami tveria, is going to be a bishul rishoin right now. Who are then going to be basav v'cholav? Whether the bishul b'chami tveria is called bishul b'negeya that you can add something to it now. K'moikein, he clears the gabi korban Pesach. Let's say you have a carbon Pesach that was already mevushel b'chamit veria. It's totally mevushel b'chamit veria. If you eat it, you won't get malchus. Afterwards, you will mevashel it in a pot. On one hand, now it's mevushel, so we get malchus. But maybe not. Maybe ein bishel achar bishel. Maybe bishel b'chamit veria, chotch l'chol apochus, is called mevushel, b'negei that it's chal in it, that it's ein bishel achar bishel. As I clarified in Cheschinuch, hen l'gabi hilchos Shabbos, and hen l'gabi other minyanim, in carbon Pesach alein. What would be about if it's bishul b'chami tveria and then you cooked it again? Or bishul b'chami tveria and then you would soil it afterwards? Minchas Chinuch brings another shaila of ma'ushin. Interesting, if you smoke it, legabi basar v'cholav, it's a shaila whether ma'ushin is considered bishul b'negei basar v'cholav. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to know, why don't we clear such a thing legabi korban Pesach? You know, I was thinking maybe Pashat, the musig of ma'ushin in those days was a process that took more than a few days. Carbon Pesach, we're talking about a few hours only on Erev Pesach. It has to become ready by the night. Maybe that's why the Rishonim didn't handle Mu'ushon Lagabe Carbon Pesach. But you can talk about Mu'ushon also Lagabe Hilchas Shabbos, Lagabe Basar V'Cholav. You can clear. The Gemara is Mavur. That if you're mevashel it and then you're tsoile it, it's not going to help. It's still going to be usr. You're still going to get malchus from mevushel. The fact that you afterwards did sli, and lemoshel in Hilchas Shabbos could be that yesh sli achar bishel, the yesh bishel achar sli. That's that you can get another isr. That even if something is mevushel, but if you're tsoile it, you'll get nocham al chil Shabbos. Aber legabi korban Pesach, seif kol seif, it's mevushel. Bishel v'acharkach tzoli, there's still an iser of bushel. Tzoli v'acharkach bishel, also. There's a ribuy. Bushel mevushel. You're still going to get the malchus for bishel. Sai by bishel v'acharkach tzoli. Sai by tzoli v'acharkach bishli. Vaiter is mevur. This lav of eating it no or mevushel is only on Leil Tesvov. The Gemara is mavur that if a person eats, well, if he eats Karban Pesach Kedin, that was Tzoloi Kedin on Erev Pesach, he's over an Isser Esse. That you're supposed to eat a Dafke at night. And if you eat it Neboid Yoim, you're over an Isser. But if you eat Besar Pesach, that was No or Mevushel, Meboid Yoim on Yudalid Nisan, you don't get Malchus. The Malchus of No Mevushel is only at the time, Leil Tesvov, when you're supposed to have been doing the mitzvah the correct way of eating it ki im tzli esh, and instead you went and ate it no and mevushel, there's a lav. Al toichlu mimenu no uvashel mevushel b'mayim ki im tzli esh on Leil Tesvov, when where you're supposed to be eating it tzli esh, don't go eat it no or mevushel. That's when you get the malchus. But if you eat it no or mevushel on meboid yoyim, you don't get malchus. K'moikein nemzondem in cheschinach. What if you eat it no mevushel the next morning? Now, Avada, the next morning it's already noiser. So for sure, you have a lav of noiser. It's chorus of noiser. But are you also over the iser of eating it no mevushel? Nemzon de minchas chinuch avada, not. because the Isser of Noah Mavushal is only on the Zman Achila. Not before, that the Mefurish in the Gemara, that there's no Isser of Noah Mavushal Leboid Yoim, and not afterwards. But he has an interesting shaila. If you had a Korban Pesach that was Noah or Mavushal, and you didn't eat it, and now it's already the next morning, it's Yoim Kesvav, so it's Noiser. But here he says it's interesting. If it's Mavushal, it won't be Noiser. Noiser means Bisar Pesach that potentially was able to be eaten and you didn't, so it's Chal Shem Noiser. But if you have Bisar Pesach that was Mavushal, Bisar Pesach that was Mavushal, you're not going to be turning it into Noiser. You anyways couldn't eat it. It's anyways Usser to eat it even at night. That's not Noiser. So if you'll eat such Bisar Pesach that was Mavushal the next morning, you don't get any Isser. You're not over the Isser of Mavushal, because the Isser of Mavushal is only when it's Meboid Yoim, and you're also not going to be over the Isser of Noisa. It's not going to be considered Noisa, because Noisa was only when it was Roy L'Achila before this man of Noisa. Lefizeh, though, he says there's an Edel Achilik. There's a Achilik between Noah and Mavushal. Because if you have Besar Pesach that's Noah, technically, Kol Rega V'Rega, you can roast it. It wasn't fully roasted yet. It was only Noah, and it's the middle of the night. Go roast it now. You can still continue being roasting it. Kol rega v'rega, you can still be mashlim v'tzliya. So when it finally comes, the alois ha-shachar, and it becomes noisar, it's going to become noisar, because this is basar that a second before you could have still roasted it. It was potentially roy to be roasted, and you're going to get the lav of noisar. So besar pesach, that's mevushal, does not become noisar. Besar pesach, that's no, will become noisar. For fizeh, he has a harifa stick of kasha. We know the Gemara says maybe the lav of bishul is only when it's b'mayim. The pasuk says u'boshel mevushel b'mayim, and the Gemara speaks out ein li'ela b'mayim b'shar mashkin minayim. How do you taka know that you're over the lav of eating it mevushel with shar mashkin? So the machlokes rabbanan and Rebbe. Rabbanan say kal v'choymer madach mayim that doesn't give it a tam is considered mevushel shar mashkin kol shkein kal v'choymer is considered mevushel. And Rebbe says, no, we're marbe mevushal from a riboy, bushel mevushal. The rabbis may peiris, and memela huwa then is marbe tzlikada. Frektim in cheschinuch, this is a kal v'choymer that ends up causing a kula. We know there's a famous rule, you don't make a kal v'choymer if in the end the kal v'choymer is going to backfire on you and cause a kula. The classic case, the Gemara says, we don't want to learn out a kal v'choymer that you're supposed to be soyref chometz and erif pesach dafka, that ain't bir chometz el esreifa. Because in the end there's going to be a kula. Loi matza eitzim l'sorfoi, you're going to be yoshev bottle. So you don't use a kalvachaymer if it ends up being a kula. Frekta this as a harifus. You have a shayel with besar pesach that's mevushal b'shar mei peiris, if it's the lav of mevushal. So you want to learn out from a kalvachaymer that it is. Madach mayim becomes the lav of mevushal. Kol shkein mei peiris, gives a tam, should be considered the lav of mevushal. But by giving it the lav of mevushal, you're being machmer now. Then on Leil Tezvav, if you eat it, you get malchus. Yeah, you're saying a chumra. You have this besar pesach that you cooked in May Paris, and you have a kal v'chomer that's teaching you a chumra. If you'll eat it now on Leil Tezvav, you'll get malchus. Aber rega. You wait a few more hours. It becomes the next morning. If there wouldn't be a lav of bishul, so it would become noisa. And noisa is chayv koris. Mashenke, now that you gave it the lav of bishul, and like we said, since it's the lav of bishul, it's not roy, so it's not going to become noisa. This kal v'chomer is backfiring on you, and in the next morning, you're not going to get koris from noisa because of the kal v'chomer. You don't do a kal v'chomer if it causes a kula, as I frek there. So first he says it's not sure. Because even if, before we had the issue if May Paris is a kal v'chomer that it gets the lav of bishul, it certainly isn't tzli esh. So anyways, it's not right to eat as a korban pesach. The whole shmuz of the Gemara there that you make a kal v'chomer that May Paris is also going to be considered bishul, that's menigei to give it malchus of bishul. But the isser of kiyum tliyesh was already there. And that itself is enough to be moineya that it shouldn't be considered noisa. So the kal v'chomer is not what's being moineyed from giving noisa. There's an arichas on this nakuda, but that's the pilpul of the menchus chinuch. We'll be mashlim, but it's a fascinating shtickle in the menchus chinuch. He wants to know like this. If a person eats karban pesach, not tliyesh, so his pashit is not yoytze the mitzvah. It's not like he's over something. I mean, maybe that also, but it's pashut he didn't do the mitzvah of achilas pesach. It's like wearing tefillin with only three parshiyos. That's the dinei ha-mitzvah. Eating it tzli is the din ha-mitzvah. It's not a prat. That's the oifen that the Torah says to do the mitzvah. If you ate it mevushal, no, or chai, or bishul chamitvari, any oifen, besides isurim that you might be being over, you pashut didn't do the mitzvah. But now he has a shayla like this. Let's say you have besar Pesach. You would soil it. You did sliya. Sliya. Afterwards, you did bishul. So we know the Gemara says there's a riboy, that this mevushel, that even such a carbon Pesach is considered mevushel. You're going to get malchus for eating it mevushel. Klesh the minchas chinuch a mavel dekachidish. Maybe in a chanami, you're going to get malchus for eating it mevushel, but it's also tzli. Soif kol soif, the first tikkun that you did on this oichel was that you made it tzli. Maybe, in fact, you're yoitza the mitzvah. You grad to get malchus. You might have an issue of mitzvah haba ba'aveiru. We'll see. Oh, but the etzem idea that the pashtus, you know, things are black and white. You either have besar Pesach that's roy and miyud for the mitzvah, and this is the ikar kiyum of the way lamahadran to be mekayim the mitzvah, that it's tzli. Tzli, either Michael ben Drusoy or totally tzli, that's the mitzvah. And anything else is already not the mitzvah, maybe even malchus. The Menachas Chinuch has a tzadit, no. That besar Pesach, chetzoloi, v'achakach bishloi, it's not a stira to say that on one hand you have the mitzvah of tzli, and you can be mekayim the mitzvah with it. This is besar Pesach that could have the kiyum mitzvah. Grada, you're also going to get malchus. But he says, avad, you won't be able to be yoytze the mitzvah because of mitzvah bo ba'aveira. But he says there's a big difference. If you're not yoytze, because it's be'etzem not the mitzvah, l'mashal, besar Pesach, that's only mevushel. You take besar Pesach and you only cook it, no tzli at all. And you eat it. Omel tesvav. You get malchus, of course. And you're not yoytze the mitzvah, but without dramatics about mitzvah bo ba'aveira. You push it, didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to eat it tzli. But in this case, when it's sliv acharkach bishli, you have this finet, moir de kazach, that on one hand, it is tzli and you have the mitzvah. On the other hand, there's an aver of bishl. So you grad an ayotze because the mitzvah of aver. But there are going to be nafkaminas. First of all, if mitzvah of aver is only a drabonon, and then he goes with his classic shtickle, we mentioned it in a previous mitzvah. If you eat besar Pesach together with besar rishus, Stamazay chulin, the besar chulin is mevatel your besar Pesach. Or then, if you eat besar Pesach, a kezayis, together with besar Pesach that's tzli. If you eat besar Pesach tzli, a kezayis, together with another kezayis of besar Pesach mevushel, the besar Pesach mevushel will be mevatel the besar Pesach tzli. You won't be yotze. But if you have two kezayisim of korban Pesach, one is tzli kedin, and one is this case of tzli v'acharkach bishli, and you eat them together, he says maybe you'll be yotze. Because already the kezayis that's tzli is taka good for the mitzvah. The other kezayis that's tzli v'chakach bishul is technically also good for the mitzvah. The problem is only that it's mitzvah bo ba'aveira. Voskeit meroni, you have the other kezayis. If mitzvah bo ba'aveira is not mesayei to the kiyum mitzvah, because you anyways have the other kezayis, you'll be able to be yoytze. So that's this ufrais. That soloi v'chakach bishloi. It's not a stira to say that on one hand it's tzli, and you have the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and separately you have the lav of bishul. You might have a balagan of mitzvah of Bavera, but the etzim you can have both. Although the truth is, we're not doing justice to this topic of tzli v'chakach bishul, because it's not only a shayla in Korban Pesach, it's a big shmuz in Hilchas Shabbos, in Simen Shun Yud Ches, that the Torah brings from the Urayim, the Rebbe Elazar Mimitz, the Urayim that he says, that yesh bishul achar tzli, and yesh tzli achar bishul, and he boys it from over here in the sugya l'gabi korban Pesach. So you see that it's not only a korban Pesach the issue, it might be more than that, it might be an issue, b'chlal and the gedorim, of tzli v'acharkach bishul. The Menachas Chinuch fears ois, that if you have this case of tzli v'acharkach bishul, where it might be an aveira, he wants to say, a chiddush, maybe you can give it to a katan. He's doichet at the end, but we'll just speak it out. He wants to say, Toysis in Pesachim Peches says, how could you bechlal give ever carbon Pesach to a katan? The katan is Shalaylam Nuyav. You're over the Isra of Shalaylam Nuyav. There are various Mahalchim in the Rishonim. Toysis in Pesachim Peches says, it's Taka Osir, but Letzayr Chinuch you could do it. So, Ki'ilu the Menchas Chinuch says, oh, for Chinuch you could even do it the Isra. So maybe Kamoikin, this Tzliv Achakach Bishal, it's Chotch Tzli, you can give it to a katan. And he's doichet b'shtei yadayin, because Toysis never meant that you could do chinuch with an aveira. Toysis is going specifically by Shalaylam Nuyav, where technically you were maman of the katan, and you for the process of chinuch, for the protocol, you were maman of this katan. No, this that midai rice the mino is not chal, so chotch midai rice it is an isser of shleilim luyav. Avdem zok toisvis, when he's going to be a gadol, he will be a real luyav. So for the tzorich of chinuch, we can farpas this inyan that it's shleilim luyav. But stamazay to do chinuch with a psar pesach, that's let's say mevushal also, and v'chadoim or psul yaitz or various psulim, avadi toisvis never meant that you do chinuch in the oifen of an avera. It was a specific svara legabi shleilim luyav. We spoke about this shaila already in Mitzvah Hay at the beginning, like I'll be giving a carbon Pesach to a katan.